Señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. As this is the first time that I am taking the floor in my national capacity, I would like to extend a greeting to you and to congratulate you on behalf of my delegation. We'd like to express to you our gratitude for the work you have done at the helm of this GGE's work. We'd also like to thank you for the draft that you have presented to us. 10 years have elapsed since the decision to establish this GGE was taken. That's a significant amount of time, during which there has been a series of very valuable concepts and ideas that ought to help us make swifter progress towards more specific results. For Colombia, part of these results should include the adoption of a legally binding instrument that would establish clear prohibitions and rules for weapons and weapons that feature autonomy, so as to ensure compliance with the rules of international law, including the norms of international humanitarian law, and the capacity and possibility for human control over these weapons at any point in time, amongst other things. Therefore, I would like to highlight that Colombia has joined a group of states from various regions, and last week we presented a working paper with an updated proposal of the 6th additional protocol to the CCW. We did so in the firm belief that this is the preferable alternative for our joint preferences in light of the challenges that we are facing in the current technological revolution, in particular the developments regarding the design, development, and deployment of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Before concluding, I would also like to say that we are deeply concerned by the frightening speed of technological development, especially compared to the time we have spent during our deliberations within this GGE. Time is of the essence, and it is scarce. Artificial intelligence is on a high at the moment, and it has the potential to change many aspects of human lives and the ways in which our societies function, including as regards those aspects relating to security, defense, and the ways in which armed conflicts will take place around the world. We have a responsibility to establish rules to ensure that the future is viable and better. Our common denominators are the path towards agreements and to enhancing the agreements, some of which still need to be reached. Thank you.